Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm starting today off with a conversation with T.G. Watkins, director of stocks over at Simpler Trading. Now T.G., when you and I were chatting even before we were recording, we both mentioned the fact that, look, your hands are kind of tied right now until we get the U.S. election behind us, at least until we enter Election Day tomorrow. So one comment that you made is that you've closed out of a lot of your position, simply waiting now for, to see what's going to come out of the U.S. election. So first and foremost, let's look back to last election and some of the market moves heading into that election. Also a very hotly contested election. This election maybe is a little bit messier, and a bit more distractions available for people. What are some of the similarities that you've seen? What's different in terms of the market moves heading into this election?
Yeah, that's definitely true. The market structure is definitely different. You know, this year we had a pretty strong run up into a double top, and then the market started to roll over, and then we really saw people run for the exits late last week. And so the decline was steeper, and then it also was right after a nice move up. So it kind of got people a little jilted and kind of confused out there. But this idea of a decline going into an election is nothing new. We've all kind of been prepared for it as far as my subscribers and kind of where I was at personally. And I only have one ticker, and we'll talk about that later, and it's been actually doing well today. So we look back at 2016, and same path, different road. The market went up at some point, and then starting in about August, it kind of just topped out and leveled, and it leveled out for about a month. And then coming into September, the market finally dropped through its daily 50 SMA, which is usually a pretty key moving average. And then it traded sideways again for about another month, and then something around beginning of October dropped a little bit more, and then sideways again, and then once more at the end of October, basically the final stretch of the election, the market rolled over and started to fall more heavily at that point. It did run into some technical support, but you know, we had no idea what was going to happen with the results of the election and how the market would respond. You know, you look at the chart and you see that it bounced off of the hourly 200. You're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And oh, that was pretty easy. And if you didn't know that this was an election right there, you could actually read the charts and say, oh, that makes perfectly good sense. If you turn on the overnight or if you look at the futures, there is a massive gouge that actually happens in the overnight during the election, which is, I kind of think it's funny, but it's incredible to see what happens behind the scenes during those few hours when the elections are actually being decided. And then if you turn on the regular hours, you just don't see it. So I would be prepared for this year, the same thing. We had that move down. We are at a double bottom. So if the market goes up because we have a clean election for whoever wins, then we're going to look at that and say, oh, well, that made technical sense, you know, from a chart pattern and all that kind of stuff. But I'm concerned this year is different. We've been already seeing a lot of stuff about the mail-in ballots and that they've been thrown away. They've been lost. There's just been some issues, and I'm prepared. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm prepared for this election cycle to not just happen on Tuesday night, for it to happen maybe for a few days, maybe even for a couple weeks.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately. I really hope that it is behind us tomorrow night and we do have a clean election and it's not contested for whoever wins, all that stuff. But yeah, I'm kind of with you, TG. I think that it will get dragged along here for a little while. Now, as I mentioned on the onset, you've cleared out of a lot of positions. I think you're only holding one core position. What's it going to take for you to put back on some more positions, get a bit more aggressive with your trading?
Well, of course, looking at the charts and looking at the market in general, I want to see what I normally want to see. I want to see strength. I want to see prices get back on top of moving averages. I want my MOXIE indicator, which is the indicator that I developed and that I trade with, to be able to get back on and look green. I want it to get over zero. I want it to see positive divergences. And I want to see basically things kind of start acting right again, because going into October, really, we had that big run up. And then since then, it's just gotten chaotic. The moves are coming out of nowhere. They pop, they flop, they go up, they go down, and they do it instantly. And they aren't – we're making day trades. I was trading you, and we had a really good trade on it. lasted a day and a half, and then it imploded even further than where we entered. So, we're making trades, but we got to be super quick and nimble on them and take them off as they're going up, because there is no such thing as holding a trend, anything like that, for right now. So I just want to see things become less neurotic and just behave better and be more consistent. And I think all of that is only going to happen when we have an agreed upon result of the election for whoever wins. I don't care, just whoever wins. But I want to make sure that everybody says, "Oh, okay, cool." And we don't know how that's going to work for either side, honestly.
Yeah, no, we don't. And yeah, I'm with you, man. Again, just want to put it behind us when it is settled. Let's quickly look at the VIX, too. Not something that you and I talked about before recording here, but the VIX has remained so elevated, showing the fact that investors are at least positioned a little bit more for some sort of volatility. They're not as complacent as we had seen a couple years ago. What's this telling you too about the potential of this being dragged out longer, and really the fact that investors also aren't that confident that I think we'll have the election behind us anytime soon?
Yep, a good call stepping into the VIX and all that. My trading coworker Sam, which is also over at Simpler Trading, he made that last week his trade of the week for everybody, and he knocked it out of the park. And it's funny because he and I have been talking about the VIX and UVXY, because that's the leveraged ETF for the VIX, for weeks. In fact, my famous pattern setup I call the elf shoe was actually developing on the VIX on the weekly time frame, and I drew it out weeks ago and I didn't touch it, and just every day, every week, it kept holding this formation and stepping into what I had already pre-drawn, and then it kicked off. And we just kept using that. And then when he put it out for the trade of the week, I showed everybody, like, "Hey, look, this is what we've been talking about for weeks." And so, yes, of course, volatility is going to be building going into the election. And here is how it did it on a technical basis and a technical setup, along with my indicators and moving averages. Now, he put on some sort of vertical spread, and he's saying it could at least go to 40, which it already did. And then he's saying if this thing really gets going, we could be looking at 60. So take that with a grain of salt, however you want to do it. But yeah, right now it's hovering at 38 and looks like it's going sideways. Now, we just don't know what's going to happen with this. It's a tough, tough product to try and trade. That's why, if anything, I'm just stepping aside. Last week the volatility had gone so vertical that it really was overbought and pulled away from supporting moving averages. So instead of actually pulling back, it's going sideways. So it is flagging, holding its strength, waiting. Looks like it's waiting to run into some of these moving averages, and there is definitely the possibility for it to keep going up based on whatever kind of news or lack of agreement we have with this election.
So TG, let's also talk about some other sectors. Let's talk about the precious metals, gold in particular, and the US dollar. Both can be looked at as a flight to safety when things are shaky, but recently the dollar's been under a lot of pressure, right? And gold's holding up at a relatively higher number, but it seems like the appeal of gold right now as a flight to safety has dissipated. You look at the relationship between gold and the US markets, that seems to be moving much more in a correlated fashion than anything gold and the dollar. What are you taking away from this?
Yeah, I was looking at the same thing. I do look at gold and the dollar because those are more directly inversely related. And I've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of people were viewing the dollar was going to keep going down. Even I thought it was going to keep going down. Now, I don't trade the dollar, I just kind of look at it. And so, therefore, if the dollar was going to go down, I've been looking at gold and silver going up. And I know a lot of people have been accumulating gold through this sideways movement. And there was a point at which last week I almost went long on gold and silver because I thought it finally looked like it was going to break out over these moving averages. I didn't quite see what I wanted to, which was great because literally the next day after I was going to make the trade, the dollar bounced, and which sent gold down pretty stiffly and caught me by surprise. And I think what it is actually people or investors around the world are actually investing in the dollar for safety, not necessarily gold right now. I thought that was interesting. I don't necessarily know the mechanisms behind it, but that's kind of what I've been hearing and come across. What that has done, though, for gold and silver is it's kind of bringing it into a potential double bottom. So that is another setup that I'm looking at. And once again, I just want to see if they hold. I want to see if the double bottom holds, if price gets over the moving averages on timeframes that I need in order to go long, and then if they actually hold those moving averages and start creating a new trend, and then I can get into it. So right now, just there's a whole lot of bouncing around, and once more, I think it's because of the election and people are just trying to see where these things go. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised that gold hasn't been doing better given the circumstances.
Absolutely. And considering the dollar coming close to breaking down further, hasn't necessarily driven gold back up to those all-time highs or close to all-time highs just earlier this year.
Yeah.
What kind of time frame do you need to confirm some sort of a breakout or holding above a certain moving average, taking into account just how volatile stuff has been? It's clearly not just a day breakout. It's got to be longer than that.
Yeah, but it's not too much longer, because when things move, they tend to move very quickly. And I look at timeframes that, you know, I only need them to probably hold. Really, I just need them hold at least one day, because if it doesn't hold, then I get out or it hits my stop, which was kind of what I was looking at last week when I was about to get into gold. I said, okay, I just needed to hold this and then I can go in, but it never did. So probably for me, I need about 2 days for it to start holding some moving averages to get into something, and then I can at least give it a shot, because if it doesn't work, my stop loss is pretty tight. You know, as far as longer term and investors, you know, maybe you need to look at a different time frame. Maybe start looking at the daily and see if it can actually stay over a moving average like the 50 or whatever for a while, for a few days, in order to start getting a trend. We'll see that. Like, clearly, it's not happening right now. It's underneath the moving averages. It's not going up. It's still trying to deal with some of these things. I think it'll be pretty clear when it looks like it's energetic and wants to go, and it just hasn't done that yet. Even the last couple of weeks, it's just been going sideways and hasn't confirmed anything.
Yeah, tough markets, hey? When we just see this volatility and the lack of any certain distinctive breakouts or really trends. But hey, hopefully after the election, we can see some more trends. The problem is we still have the COVID virus hanging around, and that is also causing a lot of market volatility. Let's wrap it up with the stock that you are sticking to. You've already made a lot of money off that this year. Please share with us what you're trading.
Yeah, so NIO, N-I-O, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar and aware with it. It is basically the Tesla of China. And man, I've been trading this thing for years, back when it was just a few dollars. And then, you know, then it's been taking off on this last one. So then I've been trading it really more heavily recently in the last, even a couple months, because JP Morgan came out with an upgrade and a price target of 40. And that really got the stock moving. And since then, I've made 50% on one of my components and then 20%. And this is just stock, just that I've made. And then they've been hitting some markers as far as production and doing really well with that. And so they gapped up over the weekend. And so that was a great thing. I took a little bit off this morning because, hey, in a market like this, you want to cash some in when you get some big gaps like that. So my subscribers are very happy. We're doing pretty well with this one position that we're holding during and through the election period. You know, maybe China's not going to be affected by our election too much. And this thing just has so much energy and so much wind behind it that I'm kind of looking at it as, I remember when I was trading Amazon back when it was $300 or $350. And I keep thinking, man, it would have been nice to just hang on to some of that. And so I'm looking at NIO, and I have people saying that there's a possibility they think that NIO could reach $300 in the next few years. And with that in mind, that means I want to be keeping NIO as a core component of my portfolio, trade around it, always keep an eye on it, and just see what it can do for me, because this thing has paid me in so many different ways that I'm just loving it.
Well, fair enough. You look at the moves just in the last about 6 months, and in all fairness, it's paid you back, right? I assume more or less it feels like a free ride right now. It's just a crazy chart. Just goes to show, though, if you pick individual stocks, they can buck the trend and not be so range-bound, but it's very select few. That's the only problem. Hey, TG, great chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for sharing some of your thoughts, and really not much more to say other than I think we're all going to be glued to the TV screens tomorrow, especially at night, to see how it all plays out. TG, thanks again for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Corey.